to watch the final five games for the Melbourne Stars for the Big Bash competition. They've got a little bit to do to make the finals, but it's great to have them back here in Melbourne. And their skipper, Glenn Maxwell, joins us now on The Breakfast Club. Good morning to you, Glenn. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Good morning.
You happy to be back here in Melbourne?
Yeah, certainly look forward to a couple of home games and hopefully coming home with a wet sail as well.
Well, that's absolutely what you'll need to do to make the finals and continue a pretty strong record. Gee, you started well, Maxi, with the first couple of games, and you probably had enormous confidence there. What's happened since?
Yeah, well, probably injuries haven't helped us. We've lost a couple of key players at different times, and I just think we've probably had to chop and change our team too many times, and without that continuity in our group, it's been quite difficult. We've sort of got a bit of a spare parts team, I suppose, going at the moment, where we've got a lot of replacement players at the moment, and just trying to work out different roles each game has been quite difficult to manage. But, as I said, excited to get back to Melbourne and, I suppose, make the MCG our Coliseum and looking forward to getting some wins from there.
Well, you must have been pleased with what Dave Hussey was able to bring into the lineup to support you and Stoinis. You're the mainstays of that batting lineup, and a couple of West Indies are pretty exciting and have shown a little bit as well.
Yeah, Nicky Perrin obviously had a great couple of games. It was extremely exciting. Hit a bunch of sixes while he was here, and really lightened up the Big Bash. He was outstanding, and we love it. The Spice Man been able to provide for us. He won us the game against Hobart with his fielding, and around the group he's been outstanding. Unfortunately, had a bit of bad luck, I suppose, at the start of the tournament with a couple of iffy decisions, but we love the way he's hitting the ball at the moment. He's not far away from breaking this tournament open as well.
What about that on the injury front? Are you a chance to get any of your stars back, Maxi?
Yeah, we're hoping to have Coulter back in the next couple of games, and I think there's positive signs with Marcus Stoinis' bowling as well. So with him back bowling, it gives our team a lot better variety, and it just makes us a far more balanced team. And to get those two guys back to the bowling crease just gives me a couple more options, I suppose, through the middle and out of the death as well.
Maxi, Adam Zampa has been absolutely outstanding in white ball. He showed his class, I guess, internationally against India in the T20s earlier this summer. And, look, he's been absolutely superb.
Yeah, and it's not just this summer. He's done it for the last few years now. It's just not a shock to us anymore. We know how good he is. The world knows how good he is in white ball cricket. And when he plays for the Stars, it's no different. He turns up, he's a senior, I suppose, bowler on our side, and he loves taking that senior role, and he's been really thriving in that role for us, taking, I suppose, important overs, over the bowling the other night.
Yeah,
I thought he did a great job. We took a gamble with him, and he just continues to do a great job for us.
What's he doing differently? Because I think earlier on he tried to maybe I'm talking 3 or 4 years ago, probably bowl more skidders and sliders and things like that, but he's just in complete control of what he's delivering now. Is there something that he's doing differently?
I think it's just his energy through the crease. I think he's got that real fizz about him. I think we saw him get something out of the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Wicket, which doesn't normally happen for spinners, and he was able to find a little bit of bite, a little bit of top spin, and make it really difficult for batters just to line him up at any stage. And he doesn't really leave the stumps very often. He doesn't give cut shots away, which is always handy. And he was able to keep the pressure on and make it difficult for them to sort of make a decision where they were going to try and hit him.
From a fan point of view, Glenn, I love it when you're mic'd up and talking to us at home while you're skippering the Melbourne Stars. Harris Ralph interests me. He's very, very quick, and obviously was superb for you guys last year. How's he come back into the squad, and have you been happy with his performances to date?
Yeah, it's great to have him back. He's obviously an absolute weapon when it comes to T20 bowling, and it's awesome to have him back. He bowls key overs for us, and unfortunately, so far, he probably just hasn't quite executed as well as he would have liked. And when you have that extra pace and you just miss, the ball can start to whiz around. But We know that Harris is excited to get back to the MCG, and we think he's going to have a massive impact in his back end of the tournament.
Just a little one away from the Big Bash, Maxi. Tillakaratne Dilshan is rolling out for the Casey South Melbourne Cricket Club. I've had a plethora of phone calls from spinners in Premier Cricket going, oh, how do we bowl to this guy? Any suggestions?
No suggestions whatsoever. I had no idea as well. He's an absolute superstar, and I think a couple of my mates went to watch him play on the weekend. I think a few of them said it was the easiest 50 they've ever seen any batter get. So I suppose scary times for some of the premier bowlers at the moment.
Yeah, he didn't let him down, that's for sure. He's putting on a show. I don't know how long he's around for, but if anyone gets an opportunity, go watch him play. At the MCG, now that's got to be a pleasing bit of feedback for you because there's obviously a bit of uncertainty around COVID, but five games to wrap up the season, this is exciting stuff, and it's all on the line for the Stars, isn't it?
Exactly right. We've had a pretty brutal mixture, I suppose, so far. We've been travelling all the way up the eastern seaboard, and to be able to sort of spend the last five games in one place, and especially at our home ground where we know we play so well, we've got a great record there over the last couple of years, and I think that's just the exciting thing for our group, a little bit of stability, no more travel, which is exciting, and a chance to, I suppose, show our home fans that we're still ready to win this competition.
Looking forward to seeing, Maxi, the Stars finish off like Chautauqua and take out the Big Bash title and fly home in the concluding stages of this tournament. Appreciate your time, mate, and the best of luck.
Cheers, lads. Take care.
There's Glenn Maxwell, the captain of the Stars, and of